Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we'll explore God's eternal reign and his incredible care for humanity. Today's Bible verses are from Psalm 102, verses 13, 16, 18, and 19 to 20. But you, Lord, are enthroned forever. Your renown is for all generations. The nations shall fear your name, Lord, all the kings of the earth your glory, heeding the plea of the lowly, not scorning their prayer. Let this be written for the next generation, for a people not yet born, that they may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from the holy heights, viewed the earth from heaven.
Let's dive into the concept of God's eternal throne. The psalm tells us that the Lord is enthroned forever, emphasizing his everlasting reign. This isn't just a temporary position or a fleeting moment of power. God's rule extends beyond our understanding of time spanning across all generations. What's truly remarkable is how this eternal reign impacts the world. The psalmist describes how God's fame spreads across all generations. It's not limited to one era or culture, but transcends time and space. This renown isn't confined to a select few either. The psalm tells us that nations shall fear God's name. This fear isn't about terror, but rather a deep reverence and awe for his majesty. Even more striking is that kings of the earth recognize God's glory. These are the most powerful figures in human society, yet they too acknowledge the supreme authority and splendor of the Lord. It's a humbling reminder that no earthly power can compare to the eternal throne of God. Now let's talk about something truly remarkable, God's attention to our prayers. The psalm tells us that God doesn't just hear the prayers of the powerful or influential, no, he specifically listens to the pleas of the lowly. Isn't that amazing? The creator of the universe, the eternal God, takes time to hear our prayers, no matter who we are. Think about it for a moment, when we're feeling down, when we're struggling, when we feel like we're at our lowest point, that's when God is especially attentive. He doesn't turn away or ignore us. Instead, he leans in ready to listen. This is incredibly comforting. It means that no matter what we're going through, no matter how insignificant we might feel, God is there paying attention. He values our prayers, our concerns, our hopes, and our fears. He doesn't scorn or dismiss them. This attentiveness of God is a beautiful reminder of his love for us. It shows us that we're never truly alone, that there's always someone willing to listen. So the next time you're feeling low or overwhelmed, remember, God is right there ready to hear your prayer.
Now let's take a moment to consider this incredible imagery presented in the psalm. The psalmist paints a vivid picture of God looking down from the holy heights, viewing the earth from heaven. It's a powerful image that captures both the vastness of God's domain and his intimate involvement with his creation. Imagine, if you will, the creator of the universe seated on his eternal throne, yet still taking the time to gaze upon our world. It's not a distant, disinterested glance, but a careful, loving observation. This idea of God watching over us from above isn't meant to make us feel small or insignificant. Rather, it's a comforting reminder that we're always under his watchful care. Think about it. The God who formed galaxies and set stars in motion is also keenly aware of what's happening here on Earth. He sees our struggles, our joys, our fears, and our hopes. Nothing escapes his notice. This divine perspective encompasses not just the big picture of human history, but also the small details of our individual lives. This imagery reminds us that we're never truly alone or forgotten. Even in our darkest moments, when we might feel invisible to the world, God sees us. His gaze from heaven is not one of judgment, but of love and compassion. It's a reassuring thought that can bring us peace and strength in challenging times. You know, I've had my fair share of tough times, and I can't help but think about those moments when I've called out to God in distress. It's during these challenging periods that I've truly experienced his response in remarkable ways. I remember a particularly difficult season in my life when everything seemed to be falling apart. I felt lost, overwhelmed, and honestly a bit hopeless. In those dark moments, I found myself crying out to God, pleading for his help and guidance. And let me tell you, he heard me. It wasn't like a bolt of lightning or a booming voice from the sky, but rather a gradual sense of peace and clarity that washed over me. I began to see small signs of his presence in my daily life. a kind word from a friend, an unexpected opportunity, or even just the strength to face another day, what struck me most was God's graciousness and kindness in relieving my struggles. He didn't magically make all my problems disappear, but He provided me with the resources, both internal and external, to navigate through them. His response wasn't just about solving issues. It was about transforming me through the process. I've come to realize that God's kindness often manifests in the way He equips us to handle our challenges. He doesn't always change our circumstances, but He changes us, making us more resilient, more compassionate, and more aware of His constant presence in our lives. These experiences have deepened my faith and reinforced my belief in a God who truly cares about our individual struggles. He's not distant or indifferent. He's intimately involved in our lives, ready to respond when we call out to Him in sincerity and trust.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of Your eternal throne, knowing that You reign forever across all generations. Your glory, Lord, transcends time and space, and even the mightiest of kings bow before Your majesty. We are humbled by Your greatness and filled with reverence for Your eternal power. Thank You, Lord, for being a God who not only rules from on high, but also listens to the cries of the lowly. You hear our prayers, especially when we are struggling and feeling small. Your attentive love comforts us and reminds us that we are never alone. May we always remember that You see us, that Your gaze from heaven is filled with love and compassion. Even in our darkest times, You are with us, providing peace, strength, and guidance. We trust in Your kindness and praise You for the ways You shape us through our challenges. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, take care and may you always feel God's presence surrounding you. Until next time, be blessed and walk in His joy and light.